The Burt Show.
Producer Carl, man, he's looking around, he's watching women complain. I can't find a man. Whining all the time. Carl thinks he's got it figured out.
Carl, let's hear it.
You know what, and I think this because, you know, I'm married now, and women seem to feel comfortable venting to me and telling me what they want and needs and everything. So
men, including myself, figured out dating for everybody else the day we got married.
Exactly.
It's all crystal clear for the rest of you.
Of course.
Now that I'm married, take my dating wisdom.
And run with it.
The standard.
It's the truth. But seriously, though, I hear a lot of women complaining. And don't get me wrong, I have three sisters, so I would never tell a woman to lower their standards.
And daughters.
And I have daughters, exactly.
Thank you.
That I would never tell... I would never tell you to lower your standards, but...
But I'm about to tell you to lower your standards.
Okay.
All I'm saying is, I hear a lot of women saying they want this, they want that. They have this whole list, but I very rarely hear ambition on that list. Now, I think that ambition can play a part in everything else, a part of that list. But if you hear women saying, I want this, like on what Chili wants. Don't get me wrong. I understand. That's what she wants.
Her big six list or whatever she called it.
Exactly. But
that was Bert's friend who had the six pack, six figures. And
six.
Yeah.
And there was one other.
Six million.
Six foot.
That's right. 6 foot.
Right.
Less than six venereal diseases.
All that.
Right.
I just think that women want a ready-made man, and I don't know where they sell those at. You know, and the thing, and what I say about ready-made man is they want this guy who has a job. Okay, no problem.
That goes with ambition, right?
That definitely goes with ambition. But if you have a guy, I spoke with a lot of women. They say he can't be working at McDonald's. Now, in today's society, McDonald's is good to have a job.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And that's what I mean. So if you have a guy who's working at McDonald's and he's comfortable with being at McDonald's, then okay, that's a problem. But if he's talking about, man, I'm going to dump these fries, and then as soon as I get off these fries, I'm going to go to work, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, that guy is showing ambition. So he's showing. He's not able to show you now.
Even if you're if all you're doing is cooking fries at McDonald's, you're still doing better than like a third of the other people out there who aren't bringing anything in.
You're making $100 for a couple of days' work. At least you're bringing in $100.
At least, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy wants more. So if he's talking about more, I just think that a lot of women are missing that ambitious characteristic.
Mm-hmm. So, especially a guy in their 20s isn't going to be making that... that salary that they eventually will in their 40s or their 50s or whatever.
And even guys in their 30s and 40s. Hey, it's hard times around here. Not everybody's on top of their game by the time they hit 40. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I have plenty of friends who's not on top of their game, you know, and they're struggling, they're working, they're hustling to get there, but they just don't have it. So they have hard times even speaking with the guy. It was funny. I was out with a partner of mine a few weeks ago. Dude is real ambitious. He's always talking about ideas. He's always getting things together. He had on these funny shoes, ripped up shoes. He was talking with this girl. The girl literally looked him up and down, laughed at him. And I saw him whisper to her friend, look at her shoes. Not knowing that this guy he's a real good dude, real good, strong dude, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just think that she missed everything just by looking at his shoes. And I don't know if it's Atlanta or... You know,
it's just some girls. You think women are too superficial?
Very.
Especially when they're making their list.
Especially in the A. I'm not going to say
high
level. Especially
aren't.
Not later.
So at the end of the day, women are complaining about guys, but guys are out there. They're just looking, women are looking for the wrong things.
There's plenty dudes out there.
Because we can compromise now. Because guys, women are superficial. I mean, I'm just saying with guys, like I'm trying to find the equivalent on a appearance factor for women. Because, guys want women to be perfect looking.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So let's say a woman is, 10, 15, 20 pounds overweight. Can't you see, she may have ambition to someday, be able to be in the shape that I want her to be in. Or, I'm just wondering if, and when you see a woman that is overweight, if you're a guy that likes a thin woman, don't you walk away from her base just on visual? I'm just saying that
Carl's black. He likes the big girls.
Oh, yeah, I like them thicker.
But I'm just saying for guys, but I'm seriously saying for guys, like if women are superficial about what they want in a man, isn't it the equivalent of what guys want a woman?
Well, isn't it different? Isn't there some kind of difference here by saying that you're attracted to either a short guy or a tall guy or...
As opposed to
like him just having ratty shoes on?
No, I think that you have the comparison of a woman wanting a guy to be financially sound, I think is the equivalent of a guy wanting a woman to be physically perfect. I think because I think that
I think that's in a woman's head. Guys don't want women to be as physically perfect as y'all think we want women to be.
For instance,
all we know is what you keep saying.
For instance,
and the way you talk about women, it gives that message.
For instance, there's been plenty of times I've given a compliment to a woman, maybe a girl in the McDonald's, or she's been earlier
you're
in the
hungry,
morning.
You're hungry, aren't you?
I'm starving.
You're talking about French fries a lot.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah.
I'm craving
eggs.
Hash
brown and egg McMuffin.
Good grief. But there's plenty of times when you'll give a comment, maybe early in the morning where she may have rolls in her hair, and you'll hear the woman say, why is he talking to me like that? Why is he complimenting me? But the guy just sees that potential. So I think it's more so in the woman's head of the physical, what we're looking for, more so than what y'all think that we're actually looking for.
That's probably another conversation for another time. Here's Rebecca. Good morning. You're on Q100.
I got a comment on Carl's ambitious thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is one thing to say you're going to do, get a better job, look better for your woman or whatever. It's another thing to do it. I've been dating this guy for going on 4 years, been stuck in the same job, steady saying, I'm going to do better. I'm going to make myself look better for you. Yeah, I got to go to the gym. I got to make myself look good. I got to go to the tanning bed. I got to make myself look good. I got to have a full-time job and help him because he's going to help me do better.
Eventually. Why are you in this relationship?
That's a good question.
Because he's so ambitious.
He's ambitious.
She's ambitious.
You sound like incredibly disappointed. Get out.
Why do you keep... Yeah, that's a great point.
Get out.
Well...
He's showing you what he's going to do.
Because he keeps saying he's going to do better. He's going to do
better.
But he's
not.
But you just called us up to tell us. Basically, you know he's not doing anything, but you're still hanging out.
Yeah.
And now she's laughing. She's like, I know. He's not going to do anything. It's like he always says, like, I'm going to open a dry cleaner. And he's not.
She's like, he keeps saying he's going to throw out the bong. That bong on the coffee table. He keeps telling that me he's going to retire.
Right.
But some
he's
point in time.
You have to learn the drums.
See, stuff like that, right? You got to cut them off. You see Jeff laughing too much, just cut it off.
Hey, The Bird Show.